State Representative Andre Jacques says the amendment will correct an existing loophole, namely that one must be born in order to gain rights outlined in the Constitution.
It's a loophole that a future act of the state Supreme Court could find some sort of a constitutional right to abortion that could overturn the law that currently is on the books and would take effect when Roe v. Wade is overturned.
But Nicole Safar of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin argues it would directly impact abortion rights.
It would make abortion illegal in every scenario. If a woman will die, if she's a victim of rape, if her health is seriously at risk. And it also will make many, many forms of birth control illegal. So I think those are just two positions that Wisconsin does not agree with.
Amendments must pass two consecutive sessions of the legislature before going to a statewide referendum. A similar measure was recently rejected by voters in Mississippi. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.